gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator of this podcast and the information shared within it, I intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hello everyone, and welcome to Project I Am. Today we're diving into something that's woven into the fabric of our well-being: community. In our increasingly digital world, real, meaningful connections can sometimes be harder to come by, especially in a post-COVID world where, for a while, we isolated and oftentimes found it hard to even just leave the house. But research shows that having a supportive community, or as I like to call it, a tribe, is essential to our mental, emotional, and at the end of the day, even our physical health. In this episode, we're going to explore the importance of community and why building a tribe matters more than ever. We'll look at what research says about social connections, how to cultivate meaningful relationships, and how we can overcome the barriers to finding our people. If you're feeling isolated or craving deeper connections, you are not alone. By the end of this episode, I hope that you will feel seen, encouraged, and maybe even inspired to take steps toward building your own tribe. Let's start by talking about why community is so essential. Research consistently shows that social connections are critical to our well-being. I mentioned this in a recent episode on loneliness. Dr. Julianne Holt-Lundstedt, a professor of psychology and neuroscience at BYU, conducted extensive research on the topic. Her studies found that people with strong social connections have a 50% increased likelihood of living longer compared to those who are isolated. Community is more than just a buffer against loneliness. It provides us with a sense of purpose and a sense of belonging. Humans are social creatures by nature. For thousands of years, we've relied on tribes and communities to survive and to thrive. Our brains are wired to feel safer and more at ease when we're surrounded by supportive, like-minded people. When we feel seen, understood, and supported by others, it strengthens our sense of self-worth and our resilience. Studies published in the Journal of Social and Clinical Psychology show that people with a sense of community experience lower rates of depression, anxiety, and stress. When we feel connected, we're not only healthier, we're also happier. Community gives us a sense of shared experience, of knowing that we're not alone in our struggles and in our celebrations. It is powerful, and it's something that we all need. Despite the importance of community, loneliness is on the rise. In 2020, the Cigna U.S. Loneliness Index revealed that over 60% of Americans reported feeling lonely, a number that has only increased since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. And it's not just in the United States. Loneliness has been called a global epidemic by health experts all around the world. So why is loneliness so pervasive in a world that's more connected than ever through technology? Well, the answer lies in the difference between digital connection and true, meaningful relationships. A study published in the American Journal of Health Promotion found that while technology allows us to stay in touch, it often lacks the depth of face-to-face interactions. Scrolling through social media feeds or sending quick texts doesn't provide the same emotional fulfillment as spending quality time with people who truly understand us. Our fast-paced, busy lives also contribute to isolation. Many of us are juggling work, family responsibilities, and endless to-do lists, which leaves little time for deep connection. We may find ourselves surrounded by acquaintances, but yet still yearning for genuine, supportive relationships. So if you're feeling lonely, know that you are not alone. And remember, loneliness is not a personal failing. It's a natural response to our need for meaningful connections. Fortunately, there are ways to begin building a community that supports and uplifts you. There are a number of benefits to building your tribe. When we're talking about finding your tribe, what we mean is creating a network of people who accept you as you are, who support your growth, and who celebrate your successes. Research shows that having a strong social network enhances nearly every aspect of life, from emotional health to physical well-being. In 2021, a study in health psychology found that people with close-knit communities have strong immune systems, better mental health, and even faster recovery times from illness. Why is that? Well, because supportive relationships lower stress levels, release oxytocin, the bonding hormone, and increase feelings of security. These physical benefits highlight the profound impact that community has on our entire being, right down to our cells. But beyond health, your tribe can serve as a foundation for personal growth. Community provides a space where you can share your ideas, hear different perspectives, and feel encouraged. It allows us to be vulnerable and to trust, and in doing so, we learn more about ourselves. When we're surrounded by people who genuinely care, you're more likely to take positive risks, pursue your dreams, and face challenges with courage. I want to share a moment about a tattoo that I have on my arm right now. The tattoo, which many of you may or may not have seen, says Ubuntu on it, U-B-U-N-T-U. And it's a term, a word that is really close to my heart. I grew up in Cape Town, South Africa, and in the Cape Town area is an indigenous people group called the Bantu. This word, Ubuntu, is a Bantu word, and it means, I am because we are. In being seen by you, I see myself. At the end of the day, what it points to is the fact that there is no knowing of self outside of community, outside of relationships. Building your tribe also brings joy. Knowing that you have people who stand by you through life's highs and lows is invaluable, I think especially through life's lows. And remember, it's not about having a large circle. It's just about having a circle of people who truly support you and uplift you. Many of us long for a sense of community, but aren't really sure how to find it. Common barriers to building our support, our tribe, include fear of vulnerability, a busy lifestyle, or even past experiences of rejection, which we all have. So let's talk about some strategies for overcoming these barriers. Firstly, allow yourself to be vulnerable. Dr. Brené Brown, a leading researcher on vulnerability, explains that vulnerability is the birthplace of connection. While it's natural to feel hesitant about opening up, it's also essential. True connection happens when we allow ourselves to be seen as we are, without pretense. Start small by sharing a personal story or experience with someone you trust, and see how it feels. And then, when it feels good, you can share a little bit more. Remember, vulnerability is always going to be risky, but the reward far outweighs the risk. Secondly, seek out spaces that align with your values and your interests. Community doesn't have to mean finding people who are exactly like you. It's about connecting with people who share your passions, your values, or your outlook on life. Joining a book club, volunteering, or taking a class on a topic you love can be wonderful ways to meet people who share similar interests to you. And finally, be patient. Building a tribe doesn't happen overnight. Just like meaningful relationship, forming connections takes time. Try not to rush the process or expect immediate closeness. Sometimes the most enduring friendships are the ones that develop slowly and naturally. And remember again, it's okay if your tribe is small. Quality matters more than quantity. Focus on building relationships where you feel seen, valued, and supported. Lastly, what are ways to strengthen your community bonds? Once you've started to build your tribe, it's equally important to nurture those connections. Research in the Journal of Happiness Studies suggests that investing time and effort into our relationships strengthens our bonds with others and boosts our own sense of well-being. Here are some ways to deepen those connections. Firstly, show up consistently. Being there for others, even in small ways, builds trust. When we regularly check in with friends, family, or community members, we show that we care. Consistency is key to building strong bonds, whether it's attending gatherings, remembering birthdays, or simply making time for regular connections. Secondly, practice active listening. Research indicates that active listening, fully engaging with what someone else is saying without planning your response, fosters deeper connections. Next time you're with someone, focus on listening to understand, rather than just to reply. People feel valued when they know that they have been truly heard. Thirdly, express appreciation. According to studies published in Emotion, expressing gratitude strengthens relationship and increases mutual trust. Let people know that you value them, whether through words or small acts of kindness. Making them feel appreciated deepens the bond. Engage in shared activities. Number 4. Research shows that shared experiences are powerful ways to bond, whether it's cooking a meal together, going on a hike, or working on a project together. Doing things as a team creates lasting memories. Shared activities foster a sense of unity, strengthening the feeling of we're in this together. Building bonds with your community isn't complicated. It's about showing up, listening, and appreciating the people who matter to you. Community also enhances our personal growth and resilience. One of the most powerful benefits of community is its impact on our resilience. When life brings unexpected challenges, as it so often does, having a supportive network makes a profound difference. Studies in the Journal of Social and Clinical Psychology show that when people feel connected to others, they cope better with stress and are more resilient in the face of hardship. When we're going through a tough time, our community provides emotional support, perspective, and also encouragement. They remind us that we're not alone, that they may or may not have been through similar experiences, and that we have people to lean on, that we can grow through whatever we're facing. Community also encourages us to grow by exposing us to different perspectives. When we spend time with people who see the world differently, we're pushed to question our assumptions, broaden our understandings, and develop empathy. Our tribe can often become a mirror, reflecting our strengths and also our areas for growth. Having a supportive community isn't just about surviving. It's also about thriving. Together, we find courage, gain insight, and become stronger versions of ourselves. As we wrap up, remember that building your tribe, well, it's a journey. Whether you already have a strong community or you're starting from scratch, remember that small steps lead to meaningful connections. Every gesture of kindness, every moment of vulnerability, and every shared experience brings you closer to finding your people. Don't be afraid to reach out, to start conversations, or to say yes to invitations, especially over this holiday time. Finding your tribe may take time, but every effort is worth it. Community isn't just about having people around us. It's about feeling safe, feeling valued, and feeling supported in a way that brings joy and fulfillment to our lives. So I want to encourage you today, take that first step. Connect with someone today, nurture an existing relationship, or explore a new space. Your tribe is out there, and they're waiting to meet you too. So, I don't know what you need to do today, but I think you do. Send out a few texts, get on meetup.com and find some groups that you can participate in. But do something. Take a step towards connection. Thank you for joining me on Project I Am. I hope that this episode has inspired you to reach out, build connections, and embrace the power of community. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share it with someone who might also benefit. Until next time, remember, we are all in this together, and with the support of our tribe, we can face anything that comes our way. See you soon, and may you be well.
Weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're going to love it.